So the tips that we've talked about in the past have been to, you know, you always need to copy local on assemblies that are not in the cloud. And in this case, actually, the assemblies for the service bus are not in the cloud. Those assemblies need to be uploaded as part of your package, so that requires you to set copy local.
You can also duplex across it, so if you have something that's chatting and it needs to send information back and forth kind of asynchronously.
So this template, so the gotcha here is that this template, if you just go use it, press F5, everything will look okay,
because you'll have SQL Express yep.
local, right? And then when you go deploy, you'll get an error, yeah. and it'll be about the connection string being invalid and whatever.
So what you can do is come to the library packages and uninstall the universal providers.
Yeah.
We have a great show for you this week. Samantha J. Billinger here from Montana, it appears. We had a wonderful show on signatures last week. Can you please do something on blobs and the API? And Steve, by the way, it says, P.S., you're dreaming.
Could you read that again? Since you have it written down there, I'm just...
Don't need to.
We've got
to
move on.
Got to move along in the show.
Uh-huh.
McDreamy.
Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Steve Marks.
My name is Wade Wegner.
My name is Steve Marks.
My name is Steve Marks.
And I'm Wade Wegner.
My name is Wade Wegner.
Steve Marks.
This is Ryan Dunn. Yes.
Christian Dansberger.
Nate Totten.
Steve Marks.
This is Ryan Dunn.
Steve Marks.
Wade Wegner.
Wade Wegner. Wade Wegner.
Michael Osham.
And I'm Nick Harris.
My name is Wade Wegner.
And I'm Steve Marks.
Steve Marks. Steve Marks. Steve Marks.
And I'm Brett.
And, oh, we still we have time. I was going to say, you could leave. You could run away at this point, but we'd rather have you here.
This is why we don't touch that equipment, Steve.
Oh, wow, the reboot worked.
How do you?
Why is this taking so long?
But that's a pretty good thing to say. You can't say action while I'm still, like, I'm...
You should actually watch the show once in a while.
Here, it's not that good of a show.
Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name's Nathan Totten.
And I'm Nick Harris.
And we're joined today by Jay Haridas, who's a Windows Azure, who's a developer manager on Windows Azure Storage, right?
Yeah.
There's probably a few more words in there since it's a Microsoft title. It's some, you know, there's lots of pre and post. So before you show us some really cool demos you have lined up and other information about storage, let's go into the news as we always do.
Yeah, I notice you're wearing a tie.
So a few episodes ago, you were wearing a tie, or a t-shirt with a tie painted on
it. That's correct.
And you were making fun of me for not dressing better on the show.
Well, all good news is wear ties.
So I wore a tie today to really... really class up the show. So anyway, yeah, huge launch with Windows Azure Spring release. A lot of exciting things, VMs, Windows Azure websites, and whole bunch of new stuff with SDK, cloud services, almost too much. I don't even know, like, how do you bring, like, a briefcase full of, like, money to, like, when you buy a company?
Yep.
You've got a long day ahead of you. Test 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Sibilance. Isn't that what they say? Sibilance.
Sibilance. You've got your services running up in Azure. Okay, so you've got your client application.
Start over. Uno, dos, tres. But like for hours, like.
So I haven't sized that quite right to see that it works. So fingers crossed. Let's come here, hit refresh.
All right, we're gonna start over. I didn't need it to be like musician quality, symphony quality, perfect. Just make it okay and move on. Boom! This is exceptionally uncomfortable. I was used to the old desk. Boom!
I've never actually done this before.
But I guess we could do like the classic tip of
do
the week.
Do a high five?
Yeah, let's high five in the tip
okay.
of the week.
You ready? Sit.
Tip of the week!
Oh. All right. So.
All right.
So with the toolkit, we can do a...
Yeah, well...
Like, typically, they just cut it while
we'll
set
we'll
up.
Put you, where do we want to?
Normally, okay. We just move it over.
Okay.
I think that's
well, Bob, you can
we'll,
that
we'll need
whole...
the mouse there as well.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you get set up before we start again.
And we're back.
Bob?
Bob?
What are you doing?
Bob, could you get us back in the screen, please? Yeah, maybe just focus that a little bit. Okay, great. Thanks. Bob, editor note. If you could please include that and make us sound hilarious, it would be amazing.
Oh no, this will all be edited out.
Damn. Let's Hi, Matt. What? Oh. All right, now we're starting. Hi, my name is Nathan Totten. Welcome to Cloud Cover. I'm joined today by. What are you doing?
This is going to be a long one.
So let's go ahead and. Ready? Okay. So I just want to show how easy it is to.
It's incredibly easy, isn't it?
Thanks. All right.
Don't you know anything? It's like the most basic thing. Yeah.
So I just want to.
Just give us a second.
So just really quick, I want to show how easy it is to create an.
Maybe I shouldn't say easy.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Don't say easy.
I will never talk to you again.
That's right, we're getting them out of our system now, so we don't say anything terrible.
This is why I have such problems introducing the show,
because yeah, it's right before we start.